7:11 on this, the Thursday version of your favorite program. We take a look at some entertainment news in this segment. You ever watch the TV show Under the Dome?
I didn't get into that one, no.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah?
It's a little bit, well, you know, it's written by Stephen King, so it's got some intrigue, some mystery. Sometimes it's a little slow, but it's pretty cool. Mike Vogel is an actor on that show. He plays Dale Barbie. He is 34 years old. Alex Winter, remember him?
Alex Winter.
Bill S. Preston, Esquire, in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and maybe the third Bill and Ted movie.
And no other movies, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. He is a whopping 49 years old. Mark Burnett, producer behind The Apprentice, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, Survivor, he's married to Touched by an Angel's Roma Downey. He's 54 years old. The Hoff.
David Hasselhoff's birthday
David
today.
David Hasselhoff. Yeah. How old do you think The Hoff is?
Oh, he's got to be 58.
62 years old.
I was going to guess 60s, yeah.
Yeah, Camilla Parker Bowles. Remember him?
Not him. He said that on purpose.
That is.
You sound like Floyd Mayweather now.
Floyd. Yeah, I read that. Yeah. Camilla Parker Bowles is 67 years old and doesn't look a day over 90. Diane Carroll is 79.
Wait a minute. Go back to Camilla, the Duchess of Cornwall.
Yeah. This is the woman that Prince Charles was seeing on the side while married to Lady Diana.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why in the hell would anyone leave Diana for that dude?
Well, the thinking was that they had much more in common.
Sure, they had a lot in common.
Closer to each other in age.
Sure. Gender.
Stop it.
Donald Sutherland, as you mentioned, is 79 years old today, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Phyllis Diller, if she were still alive, would be having a birthday today.
Did you ever watch any of Phyllis Diller's old routines? You can go on YouTube and find them. She was one of the first female stand-up comics. She basically broke the ice for female female stand-up comics.
Definitely a trailblazer.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Charlie Sheen's back in the news. We haven't heard much from Charlie Sheen in a while.
Hmm.
He showed up drunk at a Taco Bell drive-thru last week, walking up to a couple's car, talking to them through the window.
So he's just like the rest of us.
And just in case there was any confusion about whether or not he was drunk, he cleared that up by telling them, quote, "I'm so bleeping hammered." His rep noted that he was not driving, however, just going through the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
You know what? Now, I mean, we are B-list. Or maybe if there was a C-list in Walsall, I think we qualify as C-list celebrities.
Do we even qualify as being on the list?
Yeah, I mean, and most people, they might recognize our voices, but probably don't recognize our faces.
Yeah, I'd go along with that.
But if you were a celebrity,
mm-hmm.
someone who is recognizable by face, George Clooney, Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm.
Whatever,
mm-hmm.
does that mean that you can't go through the drive-thru anymore for fear that you might be recognized? That'd be terrible.
It depends on what kind of reaction you get. I mean, if you're a hated celebrity, then, yeah, you probably stay on the down low. If you're somebody that's really well-respected and loved, okay, yeah, people usually treat you with, I don't know.
But you mean that KFC, would you want in the National Enquirer every time, hey, Seth had Taco Bell last
night? No. That'd
be terrible.
You know? No.
Well, remember, professional wrestling, back when people actually thought it was real, the villains had to stay in character even when they were out in public. At a restaurant, you're just walking down the street. They had to stay in character or they got in trouble with their bosses because people believe it's real. So,
sure.
Celebrities in
public. Well, it's like us. We have to stay in character.
We do?
Huh? All right. You are a big Twitter follower of Leonardo DiCaprio, aren't you?
I do follow Leo on Twitter, yeah.
Would you consider him to be an intelligent twit or is he on the lower end?
I don't think he tweets that much. I don't remember seeing a whole lot of tweets from him.
Time magazine looked at the 500 most popular celebrities on Twitter to find out who is the smartest. To do that, they analyzed each person's post to see what the reading level was of their average tweet. They also found that the smartest celebrity on Twitter is, well, let's go through the top 10,
all
shall
right.
we?
See how many of these I follow.
Kevin Spacey was ranked number 10, tied with Wyclef Jean, Eva Longoria, Mike Tyson, Reverend Run, and the British singer Jesse J.
Mike Tyson is considered one of the more literate tweets, really?
Yeah, man. He's not hard to tweet, man.
JWoww came in at number 8. Usher is number 7.
Wait a minute. JWoww is on a list, a top 10 list of the most intelligent?
The smartest people.
Oh, brother.
Usher is at 6.6. Samuel Jackson came in at number 6.
Every other word's a swear word.
The guys from Green Day collectively came in at number 5. Ludacris is number 4. Jimmy Kimmel came in at number 7. Patti Millette, a.k.a. Justin Bieber's mom, is number 2, and Leonardo DiCaprio came in
really
as the smartest individual. His average tweet was a grade reading level of 7.5. How about that?
If I was Samuel L. Jackson, just once a month for laughs, I'd be tweeting, get your blanking snakes
Wait
off my
minute.
Blanking
so,
plane.
So the according to this survey, the most intelligent person on Twitter is typing at a 7th grade reading level?
7.5. Almost 8th grade.
But come on, you only get the 160 words.
I don't agree with that. I don't think they analyzed everybody that's on Twitter. So.
The celebrities.
Well, I understand that. I don't think they analyzed all the celebrities.
They said 500.
Well, there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, they look at the ones that are most prevalent, the ones that are most, pervasive.
I don't trust surveys like that.
You don't trust her?
No.
Okay. All right. Last but not least, the 5 things you may not have known about The Simpsons. Why did they choose the name Bart, you ask? Because it's an anagram of the word brat. Smithers was originally black. You probably noticed if you've seen the 3rd episode, Homer's Odyssey. But after that, they made his skin yellow because they didn't want Mr. Burns ordering a black guy around all the time. Paul McCartney agreed to be in an episode called Lisa the Vegetarian in 1995 on the condition that Lisa would continue to be a vegetarian for the rest of the series, and she has. According to a family tree the creator Matt Groening made, Homer and Mr. Burns are distant relatives through marriage. Homer's great-great-great-grandfather's sister was married to Mr. Burns' great-great-grandmother's brother.
Somebody took the time to put together a Simpsons family tree, huh?
The creator.
Mm.
God and Jesus are the only characters that have had 5 fingers. Everyone else on the series has 4.
Except that fish near the nuclear plant that had
three eyes. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming back.
God bless you, ladies. You have to endure how stupid we are. That's why it baffles me. After 10 years, she still wants to talk to me. What is wrong with her? What is wrong with any of you? Don't talk to us. Nothing smart comes out of here. We got 2 speeds, stupidity and perversion. That's it. That's all there is. Stop hoping for a good conversation. Call your friend. She'll give you an intelligent conversation. That's why when you girls go, what are you thinking? We go, nothing, because you couldn't handle how stupid it is. It would blow your brain right out of the front of your skull. What are you thinking? I was wondering if I'd get beer to shoot out of my windshield wiper into my mouth while I'm driving. What are you thinking? I was thinking about building a conveyor belt from the couch to the fridge. What do you think it would cost? Seriously.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.